I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, and praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned.
Earlier on this series,
was Jesus stranded any day? Now it's God the Holy Ghost that was with him. He is the one that was with him. That was why his ministry on earth was so powerful. As I said, Father sent him, so he sent us. So if you want to get the son like Jesus, then we must be conscious of his personality. He said, the Spirit of God is life. Not the Spirit of God has life. He said, he's life. So life is in him. So when Jesus said, I will die and rise from death, he knows that the one in him is life. So a believer's life cannot be terminated when you know who is in you. Are you getting what God say? But when it comes to help, you look at men. Two of us? Hey. Say it through. How many of you are conscious of him? Are you conscious of him? No, very few. All you will know is, have you ever come through a challenge and the first thing occurs to you is, say, Holy Spirit, help me. How many of you have been conscious of that? Now, if you are not conscious, be conscious. Anytime you want anything, first place you talk to, Holy Spirit, help me. He will come. He will talk to you as I'm talking to you. He will tell you, my son, do like this. My daughter, take this step. But the problem with believers is when we want something, you first thing occurs to you, who do I go to? Which commissioner will I meet? Who will sign this my letter? Hello. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But if you can know how to relate with him, life is sweet. Life is what? Hey. If God had to use him for creation, he's only telling you you need him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? How many know now? Holy Spirit. Say that. And I know I need you more than any other thing. He's always there, so engage his help. He's always where? Now, you wonder, if the Holy Ghost is in all of us who are born again, then how come the results are not the same? I'm going to show you from my book. It's in you. Is in me? Is in the next person? How come the results we get is not the same? Because the level, the Holy Ghost in us, there's no reduction, there's no increase. The Holy Ghost is constant. God does not increase or reduce. He's God Almighty. And if the Almighty is in the hell of us, how come the results we are getting are not the same? Is in you? Is in me? Is in your next neighbor? There's no small God. There's no big God. God is God. So there's no small Holy Spirit. There's no big Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is constant. Is that clear, sir? Hello. God has no small God in you. And there are no two Holy Spirits. It's only one Holy Spirit according to Ephesians 4:4. How come if the same Holy Ghost is in all of us, including everybody watching now, all over the world, who is born again, how come our level of results are not the same? Turn with me to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, verse 47. Are you there? Is somebody there? Who is there? Acts 10:47. Glory to God. Are you 47? Can any man forbid water, the apostle speaking, that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as what? Did he hear them? He said, these people, Peter was speaking. He said, these people you have seen, receive the Holy Ghost. Don't close. I will read another at chapter 11. He said, this man you have seen, receive the Holy Ghost like us. But you agree with me, the apostles' level of manifestation was not the same level of those people. He said, the way you are seeing me, Peter, the same way these people receive the same Holy Ghost. How come Peter, James, and John had so much result and these people had no result if they received the same thing? Acts 11, verse 15. Are you there? I'll read Amplified in Acts 11, 15. The Amplified put it better in that particular scripture, 15 and 17. Now look at 15. It says, and as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on who? As on us at the beginning. Peter speaking. Verse 17 says, for as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us. That the same thing this brother have is the same thing we have. Now look at the Amplified. Amplified put it more colorfully. Let me read it to you so you better understand it. He said, when I began to speak, verse 15, the Holy Ghost fell on them just as he did on us at the beginning. But verse 17, if then God gave to them the same gift equally as he gave to us when we believed. When we did what? What brings about the different results is our consciousness of his personality in us. Hello. Eh? What? I'm very conscious of him. It's the consciousness of his person that brings about the level of results. Do you understand now? Many of us have never been conscious of him at all. Hello. He said he will be with you, abide in you forever, always. How can he be in you? God is in you and you are not conscious of him. The moment you are conscious of him, the manifestation level will be so high. Hello. How many are conscious of him? From today, develop yourself to be so conscious of him than any other person. 1 Corinthians 12:7. Are you in 12:7? 12:7. Today will be a practical school. You will know how he is. That he's not far from you, he's closer to you. Lembori Zetubregeda. Zatubre Zejuketo. Say my helper is at work. Is in me. Is in you. Is in me. Is in you. He will correct you. He will teach you. He will guide you. He will instruct you. He's closer to you than the person sitting by your side. He's closer to you than the closest person you think, because he is in you. He say he knows all the deep things of God. Nobody knows the deeds of God. Not even your pastor knows it. But he knows everything. The one that knows all things in you, you are not asking, what a man? Find out what is wrong in our family. When you should ask him what is wrong actually here, he will tell you. Am I talking? It's wrong in the New Testament doctrine to stand before a man and ask a man, can you tell me what is wrong? Can you prophesy? Can you tell us? Even if it's a pastor, it's wrong. Because no man has to tell you. It is the Holy Ghost that knows all things, that can tell you, and is easing you. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 7. Are you there? Everybody open. Let's read out scripture together. If we are there, one to go. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to do what? To every man. Is it given to pastors alone? To evangelists alone? To how many? To all of us? Then why are you not profiting? Is that the manifestation of the Holy Ghost is given to all of us to profit. The profiting is not in heaven. You don't need profit in heaven. It's here.
Hello.
He said, I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost to make profit here. How many can see that suffering is not of God? Any more time I can sleep, can go and transfer. He never goes on. And when he helps you from the foundation. He doesn't solve problem halfway. He solves it from the root. Now, I told you something, that one of the ways to signal his majestic presence for manifestation is through what? Worship. While we worship, be conscious of his presence in you. Then I'm going to demonstrate something practically. You see that it's real. I don't use one thing to demonstrate. So you'll be confident that you, next time you, when you're walking somewhere, you'll be confident that it's with you. And any challenge, even in your school, you say, Holy Ghost, teach me. As this lecturer is trying to teach me. He will teach you more than the lecturer. So if they are trying to do funny thing in your office, the Holy Ghost, help me. Tell me what to do now concerning this situation. I'll send you a helper. You are trying to apply for a contract. So Holy Ghost, tell me how I will apply for this contract. Every step you want to take, relate with it. Stop asking men unnecessary stupid questions. They have a limit they can go. Ask him before you ask men. Everyone sick, no matter the disease in your body, not tomorrow, right now, I command that disease, go out of your body. In the name of Jesus.
When he came yesterday, he was swollen. That is what we call a massacre.
Every depth here will be open right
all
now.
Over the body, from the chest, the tummy, the legs, everywhere will be
swollen.
It was so swollen that he could not even put in the store.
It could not put in the store.
He's already on his way for another transfer to India. He's supposed to travel any moment from now. But he came to this service yesterday, he was touched by the power of God. All the swelling has gone down. By now,
will you give Jesus a big hand?
Jesus, everyone, check yourself.
Hallelujah, God is the King of all creation. He's the Creator of all universe. Hallelujah.
This young lady tested HIV positive.
Thank you.
for your presence in our midst. We exalt you, Lord.
Himself.
You are higher than the highest, greater than the greatest, bigger than the beast, older than the oldest, mightier than the mightiest, wiser than the wisest. We worship you, we worship you.
You see, he took that disease. He took. So why do you go about saying, I have tuberculosis, I have HIV, I have. He said he took sickness as the way he took yourself. Himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. Himself took our infirmities all.
You're reacting. I told her no, I am not reacting. She said, look at it. I said, I asked her to do it again. She did it again. I said, no, I can't be. It's not up to 3 months I went for this test before I came back finally for my IT. She said, now that is positive. I said, positive. I can't be positive. I was still having doubt in me that I don't have it. But although they've confirmed it, series of places, not the Borome. I came to Port Harcourt. I went to another place, just a normal lab at the same thing. Everybody, husband to be people, they don't want me again. I was just crying. That is now when I felt the pains of the HIV stuff. That is now when I started feeling about it. I said, God, I am coming for the healing school. I don't know what is healing school, but Papa said it's healing school. For the fact I've been seeing him, see people on the wheelchair, they get healed. But I want to go and get my own healing. I came on Wednesday after the healing school Wednesday. Thursday, I went and did the test. After Wednesday preaching on Thursday, when Papa, in Matthew 8.
He said he took that disease. He took. So why do you go about saying, I have tuberculosis, I have HIV, I have. He said he took sickness as the way he took your sins.
Jesus took. If he took, you don't have it. 8-7, if he took, you don't have it. I went home, unlike me, 12 midnight. I was just meditating with that Bible question. If Jesus took, Papa said took his past tense. If he took, that means I don't have HIV. If he took, I don't have it. That was just the prayer I was praying. He took, I don't have it. I am supposed to be negative, that, and I will be negative, even if it's the last of this healing school. But when I was coming, I say to myself that today was the last day of HIV, that I'll be healed today. Whether Papa touches me or not, that I must be healed because Jesus took it. He took, I don't have it. Even when the worship, when the word was going on, I felt something in me. I say to myself, the word, Papa has given the word, but it's for me to go and confirm my healing today, because Papa said everybody's going home healed today. I believed that thing he said. When he said everybody's going home healed today, I said, okay, well, me, I am going to check because I know HIV will be negative today. That was what I said to myself. I was still joyful, happy, unlike before. I don't accept that I have it, but on my own quiet time, I always feel the pains. I don't have any symptoms. I don't take drugs. It's just communion I take. Went to the laboratory there to do the test. They tested me. I left. So they called me. When they called who is Chiamaka, I wanted to be sure. Maybe they are calling me just for another thing. But when they called who is Chiamaka now, I rushed in. They were like, is negative. They showed me the two lines that used to be two before. The lady raised it up. It's negative now. I felt as if something. I used to celebrate birthday. I've not been happy even when I'm celebrating my birthday. But happiness. It was as if my heaven has opened again. I was crying, smiling, because I knew when Papa was giving the word that I will be healed that year.
There's a notable miracle here.
Yes.
This young lady here had been tested HIV positive for the past 3 years. Right here in this service, she followed the instructions. She had to go to the tent to take the blood of Jesus, and she believed now she has been tested. She's negative for HIV 1.
We're looking at Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything you have done.
Young girl, you don't need to cry. God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. For 3 years, you tested positive and now negative. Are you happy? She's shedding. Is that wrong? Oh, she can't talk even. Shedding tears of joy. That's the result. That's the result. So nobody can doubt it. Negative. Will you give Jesus a big hand? Hallelujah. If God will heal HIV, your case is no case. Medically, they only give them drugs. They don't have cure for it. But now God cured her. Right in this healing school. Thank you, Jesus. Go and live your life. Don't cry. He loves you. You feel, don't cry. He loves you. You are wondering. Eh? You are wondering that He loves you. He loves you. Go and live your life in Jesus' name.
The pressure, the calls, the talk. At times she will call me. My son will not marry him. Grand, tell Gochukwu, tell my son that you don't want again. But that day, I felt like killing myself where I was. I almost not felt, was just crying. I cried from around 9 or 8 or so, she called me, till around 7, I was just crying. I was like, if I kill myself, I'll go to hell. What do I do? God, you must heal me. That this healing school that is coming, Papa said that I must get healed. That is now when I said, I must get healed. I don't know how it will, but I must be healed.
We bless your name. We exalt your name. I am that I am. Prince of peace. How friendly. We exalt you, Lord. You are the ancient of praise. Our current name. King of kings.
When I went home, she was crying. She's my mother. Because she don't know about HIV stuff, but mine, they told her, miracle is real. It's just for you to believe and have faith. Another thing is faith. God, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I don't know how to start, but I had to start from somewhere. Lord, you have turned my tears to joy. God, I am grateful. I am so grateful. I don't know how to start. I don't know what my life would have been. But Lord, I am grateful. Pastor David Ibiomi, I want to tell him that I love him so much. That God will bless his family and bless Mama so much. And more fresh oil on him to do the work. That God will continue blessing him so that he will be a blessing.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career?
Someone's knocking at the door.
Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, Call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Kingdom exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness, Wisdom of Healthy Living, Succeeding with Challenges, Created for Distinction, Wisdom for Family Peace, The Power of Praise, Walking in the Anointing, The Wonders of Wisdom, Secrets of Generational Impact, The Prize for Power, and a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234-703-897-5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
Hello, God has changed my life through the teachings of Pastor David Ibiomi, and he can do the same for you. God is more interested in your life than you are, and you can now watch David Ibiomi in the comfort and convenience of your home or office using your iPad, Blackberry phones, Androids, or your personal computers. All you need to do is log on to our website, salvationministrieshs.org. Wow, it just doesn't end there. You can also send your testimonies or prayer requests. If you need to be counseled personally, all you need to do is call +234-844-66170. You can join us every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. Come and join us, and you will never regret it.
Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or all the materials by David Ibiomi, you could call +234-703-897-5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ibiomi, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling, or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234-844-66170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.